This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh, man, gag. I am gooped. I'm gobbled, and I might be gimped to be back here on Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast. As you know, we are truly, we are snorting these last eps of Drag Race Thailand up like a motherfucker. Like, we're like, it's 4 a.m. at the limelight and we need to get all the fun inside our noses. And we're joined, I've clearly never done cocaine, and we're joined by the unbelievable goddess, the Thai, how do I say this? I want to say the iconoclast of Drag Race Thailand. Our second wish came true. Keep it going for Jeannie.
Hi, thanks for having me again. I feel like I'm an honorary third, fourth, fifth host of the show now.
After you are
here the second time. This is great.
You are.
This is a great feeling.
You are. You're in the family now, and unfortunately, there's a chore wheel, Mama. So
yeah. So, okay.
What is your chore? And you know how like here's the thing. I'll do dishes. I don't care. I'll do dishes. That's my thing. What's the chore? You're like, I'll do it.
Okay, dishes I will leave for months. And when I move out of an apartment, I have a bad habit of just throwing away dirty dishes and
Shut
never
up.
Cleaning them. I just throw them
Jeannie.
Away. I'm like, I'll just buy new dishes. It's fine. It's become a tradition now where I break a
Jeannie.
Throwaway dish. The chore
That's
that I will...
fucked up.
I know. That's why I buy cheap dishes. But now I got a bunch of shit from Crate and Barrel, so I cannot do that again. Mm-hmm. My chore is sweeping because it's just so satisfying.
Mm.
It's so satisfying to just... All the dog hair, you just pile it up and it's like, oh my God, I did this. I cleaned
you get to look
the floor.
At it.
Exactly.
You get to see it.
Like,
Have you ever had a robot vacuum? Because I'm living for my robot vacuum right now.
I should get that.
It's pretty fun.
Does it work? I can't imagine it
yes.
working. I don't know.
It does work. It's like, it does work. It's a different kind of work. It's like, would you like everything to look 94% clean?
That's
then it
perfect.
Works.
That's enough
you know what
for
I mean?
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more than enough.
The robot vacuum is a little bit like a middle schooler in terms of like, where you're like, do your homework. And like, there's clearly corners have been cut, but you're like,
right.
You're like, overall, like you passed and thank you for doing that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's mostly there. It's more or less clean. I get that. I think that works for me. I should try. Because I have a dog and she's part pug. So she sheds a lot. And so that's probably going to make my life a lot better.
Even in the winter, does she have a winter coat? She just sheds all the damn day.
She just sheds all the time. And I just, I discover it every, it's like everywhere. But
constantly I'm revealing.
Exactly. But you know what? This, if you're not getting paid for this Roomba advertisement in this podcast, I think you should be. Because
I should. I should. Well, and I just, you know, I'm a cheap bitch. I have a Eufy, which a is Eufy, the real, okay. It's knock the real off. Knockoff.
Yeah. That's Genie. Fine.
Genie, it's literally lots picking happened. Up trash. It's picking up trash. We have so much to talk about. First of all, you know what? It sounds so stupid to say, but I want to congratulate you on becoming verified.
Thank you. That's a huge deal.
That's exciting. It's like...
it's very exciting.
Did it? That's great. I mean, why the fuck not? You're a fucking drag international superstar icon. Did it just happen? Or was someone like, hey?
It just happened. I don't know how it happened. I don't know.
No one knows.
Nobody knows. But I suspect it's some kind of like AI algorithm thing that like sees how much your name is depicted in public. I don't know, something. Yeah,
totally.
I have no idea, but I feel very lucky. And it was like at a very high, it was a very good like, thank you, Merry Christmas to me. It's a Christmas present.
Merry Christmas. So, and now you get all the verified residual checks. You know, you get all those residuals. Yes, Instagram.
All the 0 cents that I need. All the validation, which honestly, validation is worth a lot. And it's like fucking invaluable.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Oh, it's tasty. It is an eclair in a year of banality. Why not? You know?
For sure.
Why not?
What else can we do?
What can we do? We have so much to talk about. And if I'm not mistaken, you also have some tea on last week's episode, which... this is piping hot, and I don't know if anyone knows this. You have some tea on what happened with the comeback challenge.
Yeah. So, okay. So, first of all, so glad that Vonda was able to join you all and talk about some stuff.
Oh, she's incredible.
So fun. She is. She's my good Judy. We knew each other in Singapore before the show, because I was like here and there, you know, whatever. But I love Vonda. I was so happy to see her at the auditions, and I'm glad I'm so happy that we were on the show together. Mm-hmm. So here's the tea that happened backstage.
Oh, tea.
The day that, okay, so crazy shit happened. I got eliminated on January something. I forgot which day it was. And that was the day that the first episode premiered on TV, right? Oh, fuck. So that was the day that we had filmed, you know, my elimination episode. And then that night, the first episode premiered and everyone knew I was on Drag Race Thailand, or everyone who cared, everyone in that part of the world, whatever. And then I called my job and I was like, hey, I'm done with the show. I can come back and work again to my advertising job in Singapore. They sent me to Taipei for a couple days for this trip for work shit. And I came back to Thailand to pick up some suitcases and Pangina and Art called me multiple times. And they were like, hey, are you coming back to Thailand for anything? Like, are you here? Are you nearby? And I was like, yeah. So I visited them at the studio while whatever episode, the Snatch Game episode, was filming. And then they were like, are you ready? Are you ready? Like, they asked me, like,
what?
In sideways.
Was it cryptic?
Very cryptic. Very hidden. I was like, is this some kind of puzzle? Am I on Indiana Jones? Is this like a temple? Like, I have to figure out what are you telling me? What are these hieroglyphics
about? Watch out for those harpoons.
Exactly.
Mommy.
I was like, is it a trap? Is it a booby trap? Is this like, is this for real? And they were like looking, they were like staring at me, like straight in the eyes. And they're like, are you ready? Tell me you're ready. Are you? It was very like serious, right? And I was like,
you're like, for what? I'm game. Am I bottoming? What's going on?
Yeah,
what am I ready for?
What does this happen? I didn't do any of that yet. So you tell me, like, I need help. Just prepare me. I got to not eat for a couple days. You know, we got to do this properly.
Good God. Yeah. And then you think you're clear for landing.
But you're not, exactly.
And then there's a backup on the runway. Good God.
Yeah. Or somebody delays and you're like, no, I need to eat something. But,
oh my God. I'll tea. I'm like, we have 45 minutes. Let's go.
Let's go. I've got to get something to eat, which makes the food that much more satisfying afterwards.
Thank you. I fully agree.
Back to the situation.
Fuck before dinner, children. Fuck before dinner.
Exactly. And you could eat something fried afterwards, which is great.
Thanks. So good.
So we're in that little back dressing room up there. It's like the special secret dressing room. That's their room. And they're looking me straight in the eye and they're telling me this stuff. And so I was like, okay, I'm ready. So the next, then they call and they say, the producer calls and one of the production people calls and said, actually, no, we're not bringing you back. Then they call again at like midnight the night before and they say, come to the studio tomorrow. And so I was like, fuck. So get my outfit together, get a bunch of shit together. I'm upstairs backstage getting ready in the morning. And I don't, nobody knows I'm there. They hide me and like sneak me into the upstairs room. So nobody knows I'm there.
And do you see anyone else?
I don't see anybody else. So I'm there alone in this like upstairs secret room, hidden. Mm-hmm. There's like a guard like blocking anyone from coming.
Uh-huh.
And then like 3 hours pass. I get ready. And then Candy and Kana show up as well. Yes. So the three of us are up there and they tell us, we don't know who's going to come back. We will let you know. We don't know how many. We don't know who. So I was like, fuck, it's one of us three or two, you know, whoever. I didn't know.
Right.
And right before they announce. So something's, whatever's happened on the runway and like elimination happens, whatever happens.
You're
and
then backstage, they say, like behind a curtain.
No, we're like upstairs in a different building. Got like it. Very nearby.
Okay, nearby.
Right?
Got it.
Yeah. So then they, then someone, a producer comes in and says, Candy, kind of go, not you, Jeannie. And I was like, fuck. Oh. And I was like, fully ready. I was fully
ready to go. You're fucking kidding.
It was horrible. And I was like, I was so pissed. And I was fully dressed up. And I was like, get the photographer in here now.
Do you remember what look were you wearing? Was it a look we got to see later?
It was on my Instagram. And it's like this blue teal gown. And I have like diamond, like the crystals covering my face. So if you look, just scroll through my Instagram, people, whoever's listening, you can go watch it. But I, that was the untucked room area. So I was there. And then I was like, get the photographer right now.
Right now.
And I was like, I'm dressed up. You better fucking get me some photos at least. So they brought the photographer. I remember there was like a steamer vacuum there and I kicked it with my shoe to get it out of the way. And I, it was like very like American Horror
I'm
Story coven.
This look.
I was like, kicked it. And I kicked the steamer and it like slammed into the wall. And then I was like, photo shoot now. And we took photos for like
a couple minutes.
I'm seeing
this look. Is this the look with this sort of like this gigantic tiara piece?
Yes, yes.
Oh my God, you look so good.
Thank you. And I was ready to come back on stage with that.
You look, you look crownable. I'll tell you that.
I do. And these other bitches, Candy and Kana wear some bullshit on the runway, some Party City nonsense. I'm like, look at me. I deserve to be on the stage. But
girl,
the thing was,
drag.
It was good,
so
right?
So then?
The ultimate thing was Pangina and Art voted for me to be brought back. Yeah. But the executive producer, Kunte, wanted those two. And I think it's a, you know, it makes sense. It's a business decision. They're like model-esque. They're loud. They're entertaining. Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't play that role. I'm not that person on the show.
Right. You're so, more, you're more just like, I'm letting my drag speak for itself. You're not like, woo, wah, yeah.
Exactly. And you can see that come to, you can see that play out in these next couple episodes where they're both so boisterous and so fucking annoying to everybody on the show on purpose. I think that's what they're brought back for. And I, again, I was pissed. Like Pangina called me afterwards and I had to apologize. And I was like, it's okay. I get it. Production decisions. These are, these are just how it is.
Damn. That shit happens in all forms of entertainment where you're
for sure.
You're the one, you booked it. Here we go. And then you don't know the craziest shit can happen where they're like, sorry, you didn't
book it. Yeah, you're gone now. Exactly. You're done. Ooh. You're out. You're out.
Well, that is just, I mean, that is a fucking kettle full of black oolong and green because that is tea, Mrs.
It's bad,
that
right?
is wild. That is wild. Well, I'm glad that like you've garnered such a fandom otherwise. And now we can talk about, I guess, these episodes and even fill me in on like what you like would have seen yourself bringing to the party.
Oh, for sure. I will tell you all of that and how I would have conquered.
I bet. I'll put 50 on Jeannie, please. Mm-hmm. So this episode starts with, we get a double save once again. We still have a top six.
Yes.
Awesome lip sync from Kana and Anjali. I mean, beautiful. That is beautiful. We love that. We live.
Yes. Emotional, powerful, and true. Like, I kind of felt like that. Anjali felt like that. It was amazing. It was a great TV. And this moment definitely made this season. That's one of the moments that made the season what it was.
Yeah, it was an incredibly pivotal moment, especially when you know you get to see Kana being like, I don't want to take this from you. And, you know, they get to both keep a piece of their Drag Race legacy, which is like really fucking cool to watch, especially because, like we said last week, collaborative lip syncs do not always work. I would say rarely, you know?
Oh, for sure. Because
usually
for sure.
You're like, give it to the judges. Look at them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then we get some makeup remover product placement from Positif.
Very good. Very necessary for the show to function, which is great.
We need the money. Did they make you do any product placement stuff? Like while you were there?
No, they don't give a shit. No, they don't give a shit about me. But then that part, they don't give a shit about me for that stuff. They know they're not going to hire me for any Thai stuff later. So they're like, okay, let's not have you do this shit.
You fuck. You are the Whatever. Harry Potter. You are the Harry Potter of this family. So
they're like, go sit under the cupboard.
Go sit under the cupboard. We don't care that you're the chosen one. Bye. So Art and Aria enter. They're picking on Vonda a little bit because she doesn't know Thai. Ha ha ha. And they're entering in these, what I'm calling half tuxedos, these sort of half tuxedos and panginas is very sexy.
Sexy, very sexy, yes.
It's so sexy when you're like, wow, like giving me the illusion of clothing and then taking it away is somehow sexier than naked.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's like, ooh, yeah. take the rest of the way off, sir.
Right? I didn't know like shoulder bone could get me going, but it does.
Clavicle.
Oh, clavicle for your nerve. This is so funny. So whatever, they talk about the lip syncs, they're talking shop. The theme is family.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. And now we're working out in quick drag. And this is just a workout. They just make them work out because I was waiting for what the gag was or what the joke was, right? Because in other Drag Race, you know, they're like, oh, you're going to do a workout video, but ha ha ha.
Sexy, but, funny style. Yeah.
Yes. Eating chicken on a bouncy ball. But this one, they're like, no, be serious.
Yeah.
Work out.
Yeah, that's part of the Drag Race Thailand thing that it took a couple of us a long time to understand is that when they say do the workout challenge, it's the essence of the workout challenge, not turn it into a drag workout challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed to be that.
Yes, that is a very interesting thing. Like, I think all Drag Race kind of has those moments where you're like, wait, am I supposed to be funny or am I supposed to give you some fierceness, like
realness. When,
like,
yeah,
like in the political challenge, there's always a 50-50. You do not know if they're like, you can actually say something with this, or like it's like, put on a pink afro, honey, you know.
Yes, I think it reminds me of the you know the show Search Party.
Absolutely love the show.
It's like, it's so hilarious, and it's like that where it's like it's supposed to be real, and then if it is funny, it's making fun of the things that are true. So like mm-hmm. Jada Essence Hall, when she's like, look over there, that's the kind of humor that makes sense in it because it's within the confines of like, yes, politicians do that versus like, I wore a pink afro.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like it's commentary now because now we're commenting. Yes. I mean, Search Party's so fucking genius. It's too fucking good. And the new season's coming when they get to comment on privilege. White privilege in a kind of a white sphere of like, yeah, if you're white, you can get away with this.
Yes. Oh my God. Those characters are so cringy and horrible.
Horrible and fascinating. Fascinating.
Yes.
So Kana's doing some Sia stunts, being funny.
Candy
looks like the floor of an 80s video. Anjali just looks like Dua Lipa fully.
Yes.
Vonda gets mad because she's like, we're doing a workout.
Stop yelling. Stop. They were already mad that these two bitches came back. So, of course, they were mad. Vonda was really pissed though because they're both loud. Candy, Kana, they've always been loud. But when you have less queens in the room and then they're extra loud, it's like really irritating. Irritating.
These girls are incredible. And we'll talk about it as we stumble further into this. But like, I mean, spoiler alert, comeback queens in both in the top three is the gag.
It's sloppy, but yes, it is the gag. But that was the plan. I think that was the plan. But if they didn't perform, they wouldn't have made it, you know? They did perform.
They definitely slayed, but I just can only imagine what the other girls were feeling.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because we are mixing up episodes 10 and 11, it's okay,
exactly.
Right?
Okay,
and
it's
this
fine.
Happened 2 years ago, it's fine.
Yes.
But the truth of it is, what the unfairness of that is not just that they, well, the unfairness is not just that they didn't eliminate everyone and bring me back, which they should have done, but the true unfairness of it is that Anjali, Bandit, Vanda, they were exhausted by the end of that. They were exhausted. Yeah. They were exhausted. They used everything they had. Mm-hmm. There was a re-up along the way afterwards where they, like partway through, where they said, you can bring back one more suitcase. Here's more briefs for more items and more outfits you want to bring. So that's when they told us why. And I was still part of the competition at the time. And I was like, I'm not bringing you shit. I can't afford it. But it was like White Elephant, Superhero, and something else, they said. And they told us that brief like 2 months before that challenge happened.
Damn. Really? So halfway through, though.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you can bring more now. We're like, just because you didn't plan the season properly does not mean I'm going to spend more money to get more outfits made and more materials and more shit. Fuck you. So I didn't bring anything more. I was like, I've already invested in my entire life savings in this. Like, truly. Stop
and
it.
Also, did you bring 10 suitcases? Because isn't I brought, that like
yeah,
the limit?
Yeah. I brought a bunch.
And you flew with them. You flew with them?
I had to. Yes. And I had to get and two friends. I did. And I had to bring two friends with me and to bring all their luggage and I had to pay for extra luggage and all that shit. It was insane. And it was so much stuff that, and meanwhile, we still couldn't bring wigs because how can you bring styled wigs on a plane? It's insane, right? Multiple. So we were already at a disadvantage and I argued with the production multiple times because they said they were going to pay for it, but they didn't pay for anything. So we're like, okay, it's really like an investment in yourself. You know, that's what it is.
I mean, there's investments and then there's pyramid schemes.
Sure. This is multi-level marketing. This is nonsense.
You bring three queens with you and then those queens, like, I don't know. Yes. That's fucking a lot.
It was a lot. But they did not acknowledge at the end. We had a whole dinner at the end of the whole process with the entire production. And they acknowledged, they were like, thank you to the international queens because we know it was rough and we know we didn't handle this properly. So they apologized at the end. That doesn't pay my bills, but they apologized.
Apologies do not buy a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
No, they do not. And that sandwich is overrated, let's be honest.
Ooh, you are
spicy.
You are spicy. You're reading bitches from the fast food empire. You don't give a shit.
QSR, come eat me. Wendy's is delicious, by the way. Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
There's Wendy's where you was there Wendy's in Asia when you were visiting?
No, there was no Wendy's there. But I did find every Taco Bell. I did find every Taco Bell I could find in Asia. In Japan, in Korea, in Thailand.
I've been at a Taco Bell in Tokyo and it was fucking incredible.
It's great. So
they
odd.
Have a fried chicken crunch wrap.
That's incredible. I didn't have that. That's incredible.
Fucking rad.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they're teaching workouts to the old people. As club kids, I think this is so funny and crazy. Candy looks like Robin. Kana's a Cuphead character. Srimala is like an unofficial gem, like jam.
Yeah. Vanda doesn't get blurred out somehow. I don't know how she didn't get blurred out for this.
What do you mean? Oh, because of the character, the mini character.
Yes.
Yep. Anjali looks like fucking Cynthia Pickles and Bandit is truly a statue. I don't know. She is just like a haunted statue from a child's cartoon and I love it.
Yeah.
What would you do with this challenge? This challenge is kind of about being real or is it about being fun? What do you think you do with the senior citizens?
I think I would take who was it? Was it Stacey Lane Matthews or was it Delta Work who did like made a joke of being a fat queen and did a workout thing?
Yeah.
Was that like one of them?
I mean,
both of them maybe?
I think they kind of both did. I know Delta puts a shake weight in her titties and Stacey eats chicken.
Stacey eats chicken. Okay. So I probably would take that route and not try to make it too funny, but just be like, because I couldn't communicate in Thai, right? I think I might do something like tired and like do a visual thing of like, we're tired. Let's just lay down. And then some like very easy laying down exercises that are like, when you're resting, let's do this together. Something like that. I would try to make something like that. And I would not look as busted as these dumb bitches. I would look better than that.
This is so
messy. Vanda's the only one who looked good. And Anjali always looks good. But they both looked good. The rest of them looked horrible. I was like, what is Bandit wearing?
It was clowny. It was clowny. It was like, you know, I mean, look, you know, sometimes these senior citizens, you want to entertain them. You want to give them something to laugh about. I don't know.
True. Like your
shortly
mom.
After, they're surprised by family. Everyone has a different family member there. Cute, adorable. Some of them are besties. Some of them are moms.
I thought it was sweet that Bandit's mom was there. Yeah.
I yes. know. They're cute. So they're cute. I love it. And so Art is not here today. She went to go get cigarettes.
She's busy.
But they have to do some sort of runway, twin heroes runway. Twin heroes. And this is one of this later surprise ones you're saying that was they were like, oh, by the way, this.
Yes.
Wow. Crazy.
I don't remember the twin part. Maybe I don't remember them telling us the twin part, but they told us superhero. Maybe they told the queens later, hey, by the way, you need two of these outfits. Because where are they gonna get two black Power Ranger outfits? Like, where's that
truly
gonna come
from? I don't know. That's a lot to put together to just whip up for someone's body that, you know, could be.
Oh,
any
yeah.
Shape.
Yes. They're all skinny, crazy. Though, by the way.
So oh, yeah. They are teeny. These are teeny yes. petite treats.
Yes.
So this runway, here we go. Twin heroes. First, we have Kana coming out. She has these fucking Power Ranger cutouts. And then they're blowing fire in these black bubble wigs and spinning each other around. What do you think? Is this a chirp or a burp?
To me, it's a 7X burp because it just looks like, because first of all, they have like the four characters on the side or whatever, but I think that's cool, the effect and everything. Here's the thing. The judges were saying about how it looked like villains. Fuck that. Uh-huh. It's fine if they look like, they can be evil. They can be dark superheroes.
I agree.
It's great.
I agree.
But I will say the whole runway to me, I just didn't like the quality of anyone's outfits. Like, and
ooh,
I want it to be quality. It has to be quality, you know?
What would you have done, like, for a twin, whatever, hero or twin comic book look?
I think for a look, I probably would have gone for something more bodysuit, full bodysuit, mm-hmm. without, like, all the queens, I think everyone put a bunch of extra accessories on, and it just looked like junkyard. Like, all of it. The closest one was Vanda. I love Vanda and her partner's mm-hmm. look because it was put together and it mm-hmm. was Vanda's like that. She's not going to let something come down the runway that's not put together and doesn't sure. feel cohesive. So that was, I was like, why aren't you all doing this? Like, you're capable of this. Of course you are.
It is confusing. And I'm just from an outside perspective, what do they want the ultimate? Do they want it to be super fun and playful, goofy? Do they want it to be sickening fashion, like the house down? I also would be confused of like, do you want the kind of, because like in the first challenge you guys did, period, imagination and creativity and a connection to childhood was kind of given more points than the most polished look.
Yes, true. Generally throughout the show, that is given more priority than the polish of the look, right? But uh-huh. for me personally, I'm like, just make it feel crafted. Make it feel like completed. And I didn't always achieve that, but I tried to. I always aspire towards that. But that's not what the show is about. You know, it's not necessarily about that.
The only look I saw of yours that was like at a 9 instead of a 10 was the one they decided to send you home
out.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's really, thank you for saying that. But what's really funny is there's like the whole wiki fan whatever thing.
Uh-huh.
And someone sent me a link to it the other day. And I was like, and they at the bottom, there's like a bunch of things that little factoids and stuff for Drag Race superfans. So one of the factoids is that my run was the same as Max.
Oh,
interesting. And I was like, that's funny. And we both got feedback about this, wearing the same color hair over and over again, which is hilarious too.
Oh, that's funny. And like doing well, but ultimately they're like, eh.
One episode.
We've decided we don't need you.
You're gone. Exactly. And Max is beautiful. Max is amazing.
Max
so
is a stunning
I'm like,
queen.
We're in good company here.
We talk about her on this pod a lot, or just certainly many, if not all of my co-hosts have been like, she got a kind of rotted deal on the show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say for this kind of look, I liked it. And I understand it's not the most original, but I'm going to chirp it. I'm going to chirp it because I like that weird bubble hair.
I respect that. I respect it. I support your chirp.
Thank you. Now we have Srimala giving us Princess Peach
Rini,
question
Sailor
mark?
Moon. Yeah, Rini from Sailor Moon. The little one, the little cute one.
It's a big Sailor Moon reference, but with brown chaps and it's very Nick Jr.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. She's a cartoon. That's her character. She's funny.
This is cute. This is her character, but yeah, it is a burp for me.
It's a burp for me too. But I think I suspect they had to wear those brown things because a lot of them were wearing that shit.
That's right. Everyone like had chaps on, or a bunch of them did. And I was like, what?
This is weird. Yeah, I know. It's very Kana style though, to wear the belt boot chap thingy. So like, like I think there's a sponsor or something involved. Like, where are these?
I think Vonda said the same thing.
Prominent chap boot company. I don't know who that brand is, but
I think Vonda said the same thing. Yeah, it's getting promoted. Candy! Holy fucking shit. This is when Candy lights herself on fucking fire.
Dangerous. Dangerous, dangerous stunt. But this is what makes Drag Race Thailand, Drag Race Thailand.
And she admits, like, oh, this got out of hand. I didn't mean for it to be that big. This got too big.
Yes.
And this has the whole play.
Yes, yes. I mean, listen, it's dangerous. It's you know, we should be careful about that shit. But I will not lie. I had a bunch of fireworks ready for my stuff, too. So it's like, you know, it's what you do. It's what you got to do to win.
Yeah, y'all. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say, though, Drag Race Thailand, especially your season, is the pyromaniac season. Just
oh, yes. Nobody else has that shit. No other season of any of the shows has that shit, but we did. I had fire. Candy had fire. Kana breathed fire.
Like, yes.
Maya Bihalo had fire on her hand, like for the Maleficent thing going on. Like,
yes. Yes. It's fucking crazy. I, you know, she pulls it out. But then, you know, things do. There's a full story here. There's neon green lights. There's a plush alligator attacking her mom. It's wild.
Yeah.
I'm going to say for ambition, it's definitely a chirp.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a, I like it. I think it's good. I think that the actual walk and the experience could have been more choreographed, which some of the other ones were more tight, but it was not tight enough in that sense, but it was a spectacle. It was great.
Yeah. I wanted the hair bun to be a little bigger. It's like a pretty tight little bun on her head.
I know. Bigger is always better.
Bigger, better. Then Vonda comes out in her merlion look.
Yeah, very Singapore. That's like the official Singapore mascot thing.
Now, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. Good. Teaching.
We have like the statues and the we had the just like big monuments to the merlion. It's a Singapore thing.
Yes, and it is a really polished look. But you know, her skirt falls off, and the judges are like, "Nah, okay."
Yeah, she didn't put enough into the performance, into the show of it. But they were very polished. I feel like it was like, you guys are stealing my game over here. White hair and an animal look. That's like my thing, but you can borrow it since I'm not here. It's fine.
Interesting. A little bit. They're encroaching. They're encroaching on your brand just a little bit. I think Vanda does a good job changing up her makeup and doesn't get a lot of points for that. So I'm going to chirp it. And it's
chirp
I'm
for
chirp
me
it.
Too. Chirp for me too. It's cute. It's cute.
Anjali comes out in this sort of fro and frock. And then there's a reveal into these pink and blue streamer Polly Pockets.
Oh, yeah.
This was well choreographed, and I liked it.
And let's talk about how they did the Afro spin reveal double before Brooklyn Heights did it.
That's true. Yeah, because Brooklyn Heights does it sort of with sort of like a tarp and pulls the hair off.
Yeah.
They did this first.
They did this first, but she didn't see it. Of course, it wasn't. I don't know if it was out, but they were already filming it. But let's give them all credit. They all great.
Let's give them all credit. But yeah, you know, once again, the season just doesn't quite get the attention it deserves. And by quite, I mean not even close.
The racism is real up in here. But everyone who's listening to your
racism
show,
racism is killing me.
Everyone who's listening to your show is a fan of following all the drags, which is great. I think I love that.
It's
I love
true.
Your audience for that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they're fucking incredible. If you're listening, I mean, we're fucking, it's fun. Everyone listening gets it. A lot of people either appreciate or are of a queer POC perspective. And we all, I think, also like have fun with it and never try to like be shitheads online. Like that is I'm so tired of that phenomenon happening in the Drag Race kingdom. Girl.
It's over. That stuff is so gross. And you can just see the influx of fans who are about that part. And we need to create a separation. Two different biodomes and just have it like, be separated.
Girl, fight the GOP in Georgia, not your sisters online.
Exactly. It's a so fun stupid. Show. It's supposed
it's
to be a
so
fun show.
We're anyway. Chirp for me. I like this look. It wasn't like groundbreaking superhero-ness, but I thought it was well done.
Which one are we talking about again?
Angelie's look. Sort of like I love white. Angelie.
I liked Angelie's, yes. And I liked her makeup, her little shards of things. And she had the most choreographed, tight.
Very tight.
Runway presentation. And I was mad at the judges for being like, oh, she could give me the bit move. Just like, she did it. She put it together. Come on. They like used all parts of the stage. Like, truly. If this was a cheer competition, she would have won it.
Truly. I mean, I agree. But, you know, at this point, they're like, we love Angelie. We kind of can't give her all the points.
She can't win 8 challenges, okay?
That's crazy. 8 challenges. That would be crazy. So then Bandit comes out in a Wonder Woman bracelet moment. Swervy hair. I'm going to say it's la meh. There's a lot of la meh.
Yeah, this is Bandit's aesthetic gone wrong a little bit to me, because her favorite thing is, and I don't know if you remember my read for her earlier in the reading challenge, but I said, if gluing shit together was a talent, you'd have one talent, which is her, that's her strength, is like putting a bunch of stuff on stuff, like existing dresses and then existing silhouettes and adding things to make it look really layered, textured, very Thai aesthetic, to put multiple textures and patterns together. But in this one, it really was unsuccessful, just as unsuccessful as in the food challenge, which was also like layered, textured, but looked bad. So sometimes it goes incredibly well, couture. Sometimes it goes very wrong, and this time it went wrong.
Damn, you're not lying. You're not lying. Yeah, it just didn't give me, it didn't give me life. It gave me like a one up, but it did not give me all of the life I needed. It was fine.
Yes.
So I'm going to give it a burp.
Me too. And mom was a little under energy, but it's okay. She's on the stage probably for the first time. We love her for it.
Mom. Yeah, mom. I did want to see her yelling at her mom just a little bit more. Just a little bit more like, pick it up. 5 and 6. So we have some fire gate. Candy wins because she set her fucking self on fire.
Yes, excellent.
That's the tea. You know, it was fun. And she brought a plush alligator from a knockoff Disney World. And look, Khan and Angelie are safe. Bandit is safe last. Now Vonda and Srimala must lip sync to This Is Me. One of the few English songs in our track.
So I was like, why couldn't you use this song when I'm around? I am the fat bearded queen. Like, you know how much I have to shave? I have to shave so much. It's not fair at all. I could have been like, I understand this song. I understand it.
I mean, you pull out a wig. That's a good gag for this lip sync. You pull out a wig.
Oh, Lord.
This is good. This is fun. Vonda wins. I mean, she has more passion. Also, it's just like one of those things of like, obviously Vonda can more easily access and connect to this. In English. Yes.
She's an emotional performer too, because Srimala is not an emotion performer. She's a quirk and flavor and essence. Like in the same way that Trixie can't connect with emotional tracks, you know what I mean?
It's not her thing.
It's just not her lip sync style. But when she's doing her country music, maybe, you know? But like Srimala can't do that with the lip sync thing. It's not her thing.
It's not her thing. No, it's not going to happen. She's very... I have to stop, but I keep comparing her to Tammy Brown because she's just so quirky. Quirky. And you fall in love with her even when she's wearing underwear that have fallen to her ankles. You're just like, I like her. I like her.
Yes, exactly. She owns her look and her style.
And she knows. And she seems so sweet. Was she a doll?
She was mostly sweet, but also very, you know how comedians are dark sometimes? Like, they're kind of like, she's like that sometimes. And very friendly with all the Thai queens.
I want to kill myself. Just kidding. Keep going.
Yeah. She was very dark at times. She was mostly nice. She was really rude to me when we had to do our news talk show challenge. She was really upset that we were together. Shit. And I was like, I don't know what we want me to do. And that's why at the time I was like, she's not even trying. She really wasn't trying. It wasn't that she wasn't trying to speak English. She was just not trying to like put something together. She was upset that they put English speaking queen, Thai queen together I forgot who chose who was paired up, but she felt like she was being sunk. But I was like, listen, you've survived on the show for far too long anyway.
Whoa, you heard it here. My God. Well, I have to go turn on some lights because this fucking shade you're throwing is goddamn ridiculous.
It's the time. I've been saving it up.
Let me go. Let me go take a break. We're going to go turn on some lights. And right after this, we're going to dig into Ep 11.
Let's do it.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my break. Oh, we're back with Jeannie. I'm going to say this is our third wish, which is really sad because we had you for 2 episodes. This is now the 3rd episode.
Yes.
Technically, you fulfilled our wishes. And now I have to, Jeannie, I set you free.
Can you imagine? I would be so happy if I was set free.
Did you grow up loving Aladdin? Like this is neither here nor there, but did you?
I did, and I loved how his little vest was just like open, and I was like,
oh my god, he's so fucking fine.
So fine.
He's really
sexy
fine.
Cartoon he's, man.
They probably should have added a little dusting of hair, like, to be fair. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They definitely caucasity'd him up just a little bit, where they're like,
For sure. And his voice was very, very white.
Yeah. They were like, we'll give him a kind of big nose and we'll call it a day.
Yeah. And then Jafar was like, of course, dreamy in a nightmarish way, of course.
You know,
so
well, let's talk about
so
it. Who would you rather bottom for, Jafar or Aladdin?
I think Aladdin.
Yeah, me too. But yeah. I've always said I like guys with the least bit of edge.
Yeah, but you know, I would take Jafar to fault line is what I would do.
Yeah, Jafar, I would definitely pee next to Jafar. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You like how I threw that bit of LA thing in there? Because I, listen, I know. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. So we're in the top five now. We're in Ep 11. What a treat. Candy's screaming about getting gangbanged. Everyone's horny because they're just kept in captivity.
Oh, and yes.
Aren't Pangina enter an animal prince? And they tell him what the challenge is. You're recording a track, you're doing a bunch of choreo, and then you're going to do a white elephant runway.
Yes, and the scary part about the white elephant thing, and this, I don't remember if they told this on the show itself, but they told us backstage, because they briefed us on this like months before, right? On this particular one, because it was the finale. Uh-huh. And they were like, white elephant has been done so many times in Thailand. It's been done beautifully well. It's been done amazingly well. You have to blow us out of the water with this. It's been mm-hmm. done a million times in Thailand. And I remember that in the brief, and I was like, oh, fucking shit. What does that mean? How are you going to know? Right. How are we going to know? We're going to research. I don't know how to research white elephant Thailand outfits. Like, where is this going to come from? So they put the pressure really, really high. And you can tell. I have some tea on this as well. But you can tell how exhausted the queens who've been here the whole season are versus mm-hmm. the queens who came back and have a refreshed energy because they had a holiday in between.
Right. They fully went on holiday in between. And but these girls were here the whole damn time.
Yes. Vanda. Away from home. Like, it's crazy.
It's so... And then knowing Vanda, too, was like, you know, living in a hostel and stuff like that. It's like, you did unbelievably incredible. And
oh, yes. She did incredibly well. So, like, I'll she deserves to be top three.
She definitely deserved it. Now that, like, because obviously I wish I told her, because at the time I have not seen all of the episodes, but now seeing these episodes, I'm like, wow, just a fresh robbery. Just a good old-fashioned run into a bank, put a ski mask on.
Steal it. Snag it. She'll be listening to this episode. Oh, I hope so.
She was fully, she was truly bopped on top of the head and burglarized. So they're writing tracks. What would you do if you had to write a track? Like, are you leaning into bitchiness? Are you going to rap? Are you just going to do the classic I'm amazing track?
Okay, I would do rap for sure. Uh-huh. And I'm a pretty good writer of rap lyrics. It's something that I'm like a secret skill of mine. And because I'm a writer by trade, like I can do this. Uh-huh. So that's something that I would do really well. I know I would do well. Where I would fall in this challenge and what would be a struggle for me is how naked you had to be for those intro scenes. Like you had to like not wear clothes, basically. I would be extremely uncomfortable with that. Despite getting a full body wax for 3 hours before the first episode's filming, I was completely, and I'm a hairy Indian boy. And I had to get fully waxed because I was like, just in case they do some nonsense and make us do something, like, I want to be fully waxed. It took 3 hours to do it. It was painful. It was horrible.
Oh, I'm with you, girl. I have hair on every part. I discovered hair on my ear, which is...
Yeah, it's annoying.
Like, on my ear, not in my ear.
I know here.
On my ear.
And I have the same thing.
There's something particularly humiliating about, like, a barber buzzing your ear hair.
Yes. And now, like, I have, like, devices and things. I have so many different shavers at home for all these different things.
Me too.
It's annoying. But anyway, so that would be challenging for me.
So you got waxed up and down.
Yeah, everything. I was like, just in case they're like, oh, you have to embrace yourself, be a naked challenge.
They love to do that.
They do not do that to me. I've flown across the world to be here. Like, fuck it. But I
what hurts the everything. Most? What wax area hurt the most?
I think my chest hurt a lot.
Yeah.
My chest hurt a lot. I know people get that done more often, but it hurt a lot.
I bet it hurt so much.
Thighs, my fatty thighs hurt. Everything hurt, honestly. Bad news. It was bad.
Fuck. That's so fucking crazy. So you would rap.
I would rap. I would struggle with the naked part. And I would struggle with the physicality of the dance and the voguing. Like, that's not something that I do well. I do, you know that I do big drag. I like big gowns and big floor length things and pieces. Mm-hmm. I don't like doing the swimsuit thing. I sound so finicky now when I say it, but there's just certain things I don't want to do in drag. I don't want to be wearing a swimsuit. I don't want to do that shit. I don't want to do the whole, I need to get over this. This is an area of growth for me in drag. Mm-hmm. I do feel quite like claustrophobic in drag. I feel like everything's on me. Everything's around me. Everything's cinching me. I can't move that well when I'm in drag. And I want to solve that for myself. But in this challenge, I would have struggled for that reason.
I bet. Like, that's hard. I know what you mean. Drag is claustrophobic, period. And especially your drag, because you create a real statuesque, like, proportionate dream of gargantitude. So,
yeah, it's like a float.
It's like a float. And that's what makes your drag really super unique. But do you think it'll just be like, you know, like meditating in snow and telling yourself you're not cold? You just have to like, drag on and.
Exactly. And start to feel, I feel like the way the method for me is going to be to mentally think that my neurons and sensory, whatever, extend through my, out of my body into the drag materials themselves, like into the extensions, wow, into the hair, into the nails, wow, into the gloves, into the shoes. If I can get myself there mentally, I can feel like all of those extensions are my body. And I don't feel like that right now, but I
just have
I
an image
there
of you wearing 8 dresses and 8 wigs and just, yes, just meditating, saying, I'm not in drag. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm not
I am
in
the
drag.
Wig. This is not a wig. I am the wig. The wig.
Be the
dress.
Wig.
Be the angles, be the cincher, be the shoes, be all of it.
This is my hair. You know what I mean? I don't wear wigs. So we're talking about cuss words. We're living recording studio classic. Recording studio is a classic hallmark of any Drag Race finale. We don't need to talk about that because it's just filled with misdirects. Who cares? Then we meet Debbie from Bazoo. And they're all testing their dancing abilities. You know, Vonda can Vogue. She tells them to pretend they have pussies. Candy dances like a duck. Bandit's voguing looks like she's an air traffic control person.
Old way, almost.
Truly. And they have to do a lot of duck walks. And duck walks destroy your legs.
That's not good. It's not good at all. It's hard. It's too hard. But they did it. And they could all do it. And these are all skinny queens. So I'm like, okay, good. You deserve this. For yourself.
They do it. And then we get to see this really impressive video
of them as
like badass wrestlers.
This
is great. Sort of a remix of I Will Survive.
Yes. And clearly Candy dominated that scene. Like, she was placed in the center. She had like the nice lyrics, Candy, one little party, whatever she says, right? It's funny. It's her outfit looks great. She's laced up, ready to go, boxer style.
She gets
style.
Her laugh in there, which we all live for.
She's the pony, the braid, exactly. The we braided live. Ponytail. She's great. She's excellent in this challenge.
They really are. They really set her up to go all the way.
Oh, which for sure.
They are both. Look, everyone who gets in the top, everyone is such a star there. But like, I just can only imagine if I was one of the other girls just like watching this happen. Just slowly watching the comeback queens secure spots in the top three.
Oh, yes. And that's what I meant earlier when I talked last time with y'all. Like, just how much
I get it now.
Production.
I get it now.
They set it up and start. And the other show, the US shows, the UK shows, they do the same thing. I think that they've gotten really good at hiding some of those, patching over some of those things. Mm-hmm. Because like this season was airing while it was filming, right? So January was when it started airing, but we were still filming episode 7, 8, 9, like around that time. And it was really, the timing is very strange. Like, they were like scrunched up, you know, 2 episodes a week filming. Then it became 1 episode every couple weeks. So then it was very odd and very strange. So we didn't stop filming till the live finale was like April, May, I think April or something.
And that is so precarious.
It was crazy. It was really messy.
As Vonda said, like, there's nothing like it where they're like, oh, like, they were kind of gauging who was popular from the show as it was airing, which is absolutely unlike other Drag Race franchises.
For sure, for sure. And they weren't able to edit the story in a way that made it, like, you can patch over some things a little better, you know? Like, what would happen will happen, but you could, in the storytelling of the edit, you can patch things through. And in this one, you can see some of the holes. You can see they let Candy and Kana go too early, you know? Why they let them go? They really shouldn't have been eliminated in those episodes. There were other people who should have gone home in episode 4 and 5. They brought
that's
them back
felt like
for the
to
Big
me.
Bang. It did, and I agreed back then too. And that's why I was like, it's fine, they're back, whatever. Like, they deserve to be. Candy is a star, a lifelong performer. She deserves
Candy
this,
is,
you know?
She's really a star. She just pops.
She's a star.
She's like, she's a star.
Exactly. So when I look at top
Kana's
three, I'm
an
like,
incredible performer.
Kana's great. Kana's emotional, powerful, beautiful.
And she gives something so different. I think that could have been part of the decision too, where they're like, she's so different. It'll probably make our top three more exciting.
Yes, but Vonda would have been better. Would have been better.
I would love, I'll say it 18 times. Vonda was gagged, blindfolded, thrown in a basement.
Yes.
They fucking opened her safe. They fucking took her antique jewelry. They robbed her.
Yes. If they do international all-stars, though, that she's on there. She should be on there. All international.
I would love to see both of
them
very much.
Oh, we would be so much fun. Oh, my God. It'd be so much fun.
That would be... I feel like it's coming. I feel like it's got to be coming. And I hope anyone who's listening... I know some people... there are people involved in the American show who listen to this podcast, so please...
Tell them to get it started. I'm in New York now. I'm ready. I'm ready for my
close-up.
She's ready for season 15. I'm ready for All Stars 19, whatever happens, international. I'm ready for whatever it is.
That means you're easy to hire. She lives in New York. Easy to hire,
you don't got
to
pay me nothing. Just Taco Bell. It's fine.
Your contract is just Taco Bell. It's just, just a quesarito a day.
It's written on wrappers. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what this video is incredible. If you haven't seen it, go watch it because it's impossible to describe. Everyone looks stunning. Vonda's wearing this black and gold dominatrix thing. Anjali has this crazy phoenix wrestler homage. Mm-hmm. Bandit's outfit, I also love. It's like a white fur, lime and pink chap look. And it looks like her fucking dick is out, which I'm here for.
Probably, yeah.
Looked like it. I was like, this doesn't look like a tuck to me.
She's like, I'm over it. I can't do this end dance. Bandit's not a performer.
Okay.
But at least she's skinny, so she can like move her body properly. So it's fine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Candy, as we said, is giving us this red Chun-Li badass moment.
She's great.
And yeah, Kana has this silver with red sparkle eye. And yeah, she's given us like... in the finale even more so, but she's really coming into her like Bowie-ness, you know.
Oh, yes,
as we progress.
But you know where I would have dominated in this? I wouldn't have done good on the choreography and whatever, but I would have been the best makeup on this. I am the best makeup artist of that season. These bitches better not pretend otherwise. I am the best makeup artist of the season. And the camera would have eaten up my face a lot. I would have starred.
Yeah.
My face would have starred a lot, especially they would have fucked up the choreography. I would have messed up the whole formation and everything, but my face would be beautiful. Yeah.
As long as you land in pose, then you did it.
I'll start at the end, just next to the crown, just have my face right there. Just wait there.
Yes. Like,
not participate in the choreography. I'm sitting over here.
Yes. Oh, I wish I could have seen that. But you know, one day. International Drag Race, here we come.
Exactly.
Here we go. So this runway, we have Art Aria giving us like this watery poison ivy. She looks like the evil hench lady from He-Man, if you've ever seen it. I need to look up her name. Pangina's giving us Wachowski Matrix character.
Yes, yes. I think it's that reference is a seafood. It's a seafood reference. It's
yes,
like a specific,
yes. She talks about sea urchin and you know, and she looks fucking sea urchin-y.
Yes.
Which I've stepped on a sea urchin and ow.
Oh my
ow,
Lord.
Ow. Not cute. So here we go. I mean, all the guest judges are incredible, but we've got to chirp and burp these looks.
Mm-hmm.
This is White Elephant, and Vonda comes out first in this elephant mask, white beaded eleganza, holding the red passport.
Chirp for me. It's beautiful.
It's an absolute
elegant
chirp.
It's incredible. She looks gorgeous. I love the storyline too. I love the passport. It's like the ultimate Singapore passport is like the ultimate accessory. That's the best passport in the world. So
wait, why is it like the best passport?
The most access to the most travel, the most countries, the least visas
really?
Required. Yes. It's
Wait,
like number
really?
One. Yes. Singapore passport is number one.
I didn't know that. That's fucking
cool.
Yeah,
it is cool. And so she's like an American passport used to be, but listen, we got a reality that we have now. So our country is in decline in that sense. But Singapore passport is top.
Now an American passport is like holding a Dave and Buster's power card.
Exactly.
It's just like,
exactly.
Girl,
you got enough to play pinball, but not DDR is what it is.
You're like, oh, you can play a game of skee ball, but then you got to hit it. You got to hit it.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is a chirp. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It's just beautiful. And yeah, that's all she has to say about that.
Mm-hmm. She's great.
Anjali gives us something really exciting and new. She has a fucking prosthetic elephant snoot. But her eyes are still exposed. She has a water gun, a megaphone. She's pulling off this elephant pantsuit thing, which is wild. And then she drops the food basket too. I mean,
I didn't understand the first. I think this was one of those. I love Anjali. Of course, I love Anjali. But I think this was too many things, too many elements. Mm-hmm. And it was becoming like trying to approach the kind of thing Tormai normally does, where it's like lots of random props and shit that tell a story, which is successful on Drag Race Thailand runways. But that I think that approach hurt her. But her silhouette was great. Her look was great. I think maybe taking away one element might have helped her, I think.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, there is a lot going on. And then, as you know, later on, you kind of see some of the seams, you know, when she's lip syncing of like, oh, it's a little, there's some messiness around here. I'm going to chirp it because it just blew me away. The choice to expose your eyes and still have so much prosthetic blew me away personally.
I say chirp as well. Just I wish I was there to be a you know, not as good person who's coaching her, who's like on the outside and like the person who's not as good as the star, but like telling them what they can improve, you know?
Here, please, you give yourself more credit. But yeah, I mean, look, everyone needs a sister. Everyone needs a sister to be
for sure.
Then Bandit comes out in this white dust moment. Very elegant piece. There's a tail in the back. There's some beautiful tie riding. It's a bit dialed down. And the judges think so too.
Yeah. I mean, it's elegant. It's beautiful. It's runway. It's gorgeous. There's just not something surprising to it in the same way that the judges mentioned. Because Bandit is so talented and already, like, they know this from her. Which is why the game is consistently surprising them, consistently breaking expectations. But she didn't take a huge risk in this one. She just did what she does really well.
Yeah, that's true. It's fine. It's good. I have to chirp it because it's just plain good. But, you know, against the others, it just seems to be the least super fucking crazy exciting.
Yes. What it reminds me of, honestly, is like every other season of Drag Race when they have the finale be your best drag kind of a thing. That's what this looks like, you know? Mm-hmm. But the other queens handled it like this is a real challenge, not this is just the finale outfit.
Right. It's not just like pretty and cute. Some other queens went nuts with the prompt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll get you. It'll get you good. So next we have Candy. She has an elephant in her stomach, a very traditional Thai headpiece. She's holding a lantern. They say the back's a bit boring, but, you know, it's also gorgeous.
This is where I have some tea to share.
Tea me, baby. Spill. Ruin my laptop and spill.
This is the part where I might get in trouble, but there are rumors.
There's rumors.
There are rumors.
Okay, rumors.
I can't tell you from where. There's gossip. Okay.
Unconfirmed rumors that are interesting.
Uh-huh. Interesting and probably true. A couple of the contestants on Drag Race who are remaining and at this time in the competition saw designers in Candy's dressing room helping her with this outfit.
Shut up.
Yep. That's the tea.
Now, if based on rumor and conjecture and you know, whatever, do you think production was aware of this or not aware of this?
I think production was involved.
Oh, this is some. This is
what Drag Race Thailand is. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Rockford Files mystery shenanigiggery. Yes.
And you think about it. Think about it. Right. Let's look at Candy's history with these design challenges and with these look challenges. The last time we saw her do something like this was those disgusting music letters, those musical notes on her drag daughter's face. That's the level of execution she has for that. That's not her skill set. That's not what she does. She's a performer. She did incredible in the music video challenge. She's a dancer. She's a performer. She's sometimes a visual comedian, right?
Uh-huh.
But she is not a look maker in that sense. She's not a look queen in that sense. She can look like Ariana. She can look beautiful if someone makes this stuff for her. But putting this together fashion wise, that's not something that she can do. But it came together like this for this episode. Where did it come from?
Speechless. That is fascinating. I mean, you're right. Like there's quite a significant change in aesthetic from the top half of the season to the second half of the season for Candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But they wanted her in the finale. So
they decided.
But the thing is, she probably could have still gotten there because of her amazing, incredible performance in the music video. At the same time, the music video was also skewed to her advantage.
Uh-huh.
So all of it was skewed to her advantage for that episode.
Yeah. That's very, look, you ain't lying. They're making a TV show. You are not lying, but
we're
it's
part
so
of the cast,
funny.
Right? It's not, you're not really a contestant. You're part of the cast.
You're
That's
part
what
of the cast.
Gotta remember.
And that is very interesting though, too, like that it's like, it's just so funny because it's like also Gimwai was like, Gimwai, you cannot interfere with the process. That is incredibly unprofessional.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
Come here, honey. I got some beads.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Okay, I am speechless. And we have to keep moving. Kana is next. And hers is incredible. She tells the story of a tortured elephant who, you know, has their tusks ripped out, is for sale, being tugged around, and she is being dragged about the floor.
Yeah, message is beautiful.
It's a beautiful, stunning message. No one else goes this way. Big chirp.
Chirp. Yeah, chirp for me too. I think there were other details of the outfit that I think would be, you know, could be optimized to be more to be more exquisite in the way that it could be. But concept was great, performance was great. A chirp for me as well. And she managed to balance the elements of like, if you're not going to bring it fashion-wise necessarily, like it's not going to be like the Bandit exquisite, you know, or the Vonda exquisite, but you're going to maximize the stage show and the concept, which is what she did, which is great.
Uh-huh. You're 100% true. I mean, yeah, it was, she leaned into her strength. Her crazy Matrix hench person hair now makes sense. It was great. It was Kana. It was a good time to deliver that, such a huge risk. Mm-hmm. So in Untucked, everyone's panicked. A very funny thing happens where they're like, we're going to say who won the maxi in the runway, but it doesn't mean they're in the top three. The two people they call are absolutely in the top three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is very funny that they're like, Candy wins the maxi, Kana wins the runway, and they both are in the top three. Great.
Yeah.
And now, unfortunately, the bottom three must lip sync to a song. What's this song? Oh, it's a remix of Last Dance. Let's Dance, The Last Dance. That one, Live. And everyone, I'm going to be controversial and say Vonda totally wins this lip sync.
I think she did. But I think if you did not have Angelique in the finale, that really throws the entire show, undermines the truth of the entire season, right?
Yes.
So it had to be Angelique. I don't think they wanted a foreign queen in the top three. I don't think they planned for it. I think we were there as a, you know, they loved us, but we were there for other reasons. So
you and Vonda have both said this, that you felt, you know, you were given quite a platform, but it was also exactly that. It was a platform and they were like, hit it.
Exactly. And they love Vonda too. They know Vonda's amazing. That's why in the finale, you see that she does play a role in the finale in some way, shape or form. But I will tell you Vonda's true dream. I don't remember if she talked about this in the episode where she joined you, but her true dream was to bring her House of Miss Joachim to the finale and to use them as her backup dance, as her crew, as her squad. And that would have been a beautiful thing. And I think that tells me, that's always told me that Vonda's dream as a drag queen and drag star is to be the best house mother of all. That's like her, that's her vision of success. You know, it's not individual success. It is success for herself as a mother. It is Blanca. It is, you know, it is Electra Abundance. It is, she wants, that's what she wants.
That's really beautiful. That's so cool. And I wish they just would have done a top four. Come on.
Look. I know.
I love Bandit, but I do think she gave the least in this lip sync. And I agree that Anjali is like, she has done so well in this season. It would be fucking crazy not to have her, but just do a fucking top four.
I know.
And let's see them all give something at the finale, you know?
For sure. Ivana would have brought something so great. Just another layer, another element, and really truly made this one of the first real international. I mean, I guess Courtney Act and Bianca and Adore were international in a sense, but like this would be a truly, truly international finale.
That would be fucking exciting. I know. I hope so. You don't know any more tea on the future of Drag Race Thailand, do you? Do you know if
People put petitions. People, Kunte, the former producer guy, with the long hair and the blonde pink hair. Mm-hmm. He had said his season, his New Year's resolution like a while back was to make season three happen. But there was also there's all the political upheaval that's happening in Thailand over the past few months, the protests and all the everything, and somehow. It's the royal family is involved, right? And somehow drag queens are involved. And there's multiple angles to this. But I think Kunte, being a society person, has sided. What I gather from it is that Kunte is a society person, has sided with the royal family and that approach and what's going on over here. Whereas a lot of the drag community and progressive community has been like, we need change. We need this to be moving forward. And somehow the essence of that was like, okay, we don't think he's going to back a third season for these reasons. Like there's like a divide now. So it's very tied up in all of this. I don't think season three will happen. There's not enough money for it. And season one and two didn't get enough reach or coverage. Holland somehow everyone gives a lot of shits about, but
I mean, we know why.
Exactly.
It's the skin thing. It's so stupid. And like, maybe there's now just a little bit more of an appetite of like, when the international seasons come on, we fucking watch them. There's more access to them than I think before, because like when season two was on, it was not viewable for us in the States.
I know. It wasn't even on.
And now WoW has gotten their shit together in a way where they're like, you can watch on the app. And like, yes. I think that would have made a significant difference.
It would have. But they did do a good job of posting about it during the time it was airing. And now I have noticed, and I am thankful for World of Wonder for doing this, but they have started posting like, you know, the happy birthday message to the Drag Race Thailand queens.
I noticed that.
The support these queens, and they always are including us too. So I'm
it
like,
makes
this
me
is...
so happy to see queens from all the franchises, even in a slideshow on Instagram.
Yes,
it makes me
it's
happy.
A nice thing. It's a lovely thing. I do appreciate them. I think they realized that one season got fucked and it was ours. Our season should have been like fucking great, you know, and season
it's
one got good
one
attention
of my
too,
favorite. It is absolutely one of my favorite seasons. It's absolutely in my top five favorite seasons. It could be in the top three. It's so dynamic and wild and just unlike any other season. It's raw. There's real fights. There's real stunts.
Real
it's
fire.
Real fucking fire.
Real injuries, broken tables, broken shit all the time.
Girl.
It's great. And it's what's the most beautiful thing about Drag Race Thailand to me is something that you all talked about in your first episode of this recap, right? Of this review of the season is that the universality of queerness that you can feel. And that is an incredible thing. This is why I love having lived in Asia for 5 years, is because it doesn't matter where you go, whether I go to a gay bar in China, in Shanghai, or I go to someplace in Bangkok or South Korea or Jakarta, all these places, there is a universality to those experiences. And like people don't, the gay community and the queer community, the LGBTQ community, we are connected regardless of language, regardless of where, how far we are. And that is one of the strongest communities on earth.
God, I'm so fucking happy I'm gay. It is so much more fun to be queer. Like, and like, obviously we all go through those adolescent years where you're like, this fucking sucks. I wish I was just dating a girl named Sarah. And now you're like, thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, that I'm not that. And I, like you're saying, I always have a community. Nothing makes me happier than seeing a sissy ass boy, ki ki ki, with me or a stranger, because I'm like, you know the worth and power of living by your own vibration. It is such a beautiful thing. And I agree, it's what makes watching this season, which obviously I have to read every single word because I don't know the language, still makes me feel so connected to these strangers.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
What a gag. Well, before we bid you adieu, is there any, and well, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the reunion and the finale, we'll say spoiler alert. Jeannie, is there anything, any other tea or just anything you want to talk about those experiences, since you are heavily featured in the reunion? Anything you want to say about that experience?
Okay, last thing, just for the reunion, like there was, they played some of my shady moments where I was like, listen, these bitches, you need to be unique. You need to be different. You need to, you know, you need to look around and try to make something different. And that was my philosophy. And it made it for me, people judged me on the show. The contestants, some of the other queens judged me for looking around and saying, everyone's doing X, I'm going to do this different thing. But that's called strategy. And there's nothing wrong with being strategic. And it made it harder for myself because I was like, I can't just do the typical beautiful, ugly thing like all the other bitches. Like Katie Killer literally did like a carbon copy of the brief as her thing. And that's why she got eliminated. I was like, I'll make it more difficult for myself by trying to find an alternative plot line. And that was what I always wanted to do. And I think that I wish that the other queens got it, but that was like, that's my approach. That's my approach, is be different, make it unique, and challenge the brief.
Yeah, I thought, there was the fact, I'll say this, I'll spoiler, the fact that they say that they try to make that seem shady to me was like a real fucking stretch.
It was a stretch. They tried to make, they did try to make me, they tried, I could tell they were trying to make me a villain in the show.
Well, there's no villain in the season.
There wasn't, but they wanted me to be it. It's easier to make, like, when the same way that the US show kind of tried to make, Darian Lake villainous in certain ways. Like,
oh yeah, you know what I mean?
Because she's fat, because she's this, because she's that. They like to you use what people don't like. You know what I mean? People like
saying it like 13-year-old
fans. It's
well, she's a villain because she's fat.
On. Ursula.
Right. No, I know they tried, but to me there was very little. Even in the clip package, there was very little to go on with. Like,
yeah, I didn't give them much. I gave them nothing. I was like, I'm not going to give you anything to work with. I'm foreign. I'm femme. I'm fat. I'm not going to give you anything to work with. I'm going to be a good girl.
I'm going to be a good girl. And I mean, I get it. They just need to talk about something. They need to. And they did want to, you know, stoke some fires upon this international, if not a fight, just like different ideologies. They kind of wanted to highlight that.
Yes. Also, last funny thing is just that Mocha, Vanda, and I, all three of us asked Anjali if she was serious about wearing that hair in the reunion episode.
Oh, like,
are you sure you're going to wear that hair? Why? Why are you wearing that hair?
It was, like, suspect. No. It was suspect. It was.
It was bad. It was
I was
bad,
about to
okay.
call Sherlock Holmes because something suspicious was afoot. The mystery. Yeah. Who killed Anjali's hair? Yeah. yes. Yeah, it was strange. I kept looking at it being like, maybe she gets it and I don't, but it seems weird.
It seems very strange. I think it was approaching, I think we don't know what it was supposed to look like, but she liked it. We're like, okay, go for it. I mean, we want you to win. So we're just telling you it's okay for you to have ramen hair this time, I guess.
I love it. And I will say, once again, Candy has a stunning look. Stunning look. Oh, yes. Stunning look.
Really fun.
Really fun.
Hole in one.
Hole in one, baby. Wow. Well, Jeannie, this has been an incredible ride. We are going to cover the reunion and the finale next week, but you have given us such gifts. I know the Drag Race community adores you and is so thankful for the T Nation that you're giving to us. whatever happens to Drag Race and your drag career, I can't wait to see more of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's been fun to be part of this.
Ah, such a fucking treat. I know the community thanks you for really giving us the inside scoop and covering this so important season that just, I'll say it 100 times, does not get enough play.
Iconic moment in LGBTQ history. of Thank the 100 years, you know?
Thank you of the 100 years and the museum. It's Stonewall and Drag Race season Thailand too.
Exactly.
Well, we love you and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.